because of my training from the school, I learned a lot about the rights of indigenous women, the gender equality, about the importance of traditional food security and sovereignty. I encourage to more women in the community. I organize them, I give them orientation how the importance of traditional food and about their to assert their rights, because there is a problem on poor participation of women on decision making, especially when there is a project intervention coming to the community. It is only the men to decide, and the women has no less decision. And the problem also of the women is the less information about their rights. So one of the output of the project after my schooling is we assist in the community about their farming technology to sustain the traditional way of planting seeds, because that is an organic and climate-adapted crops.
Can you give me some examples of these traditional practices that you've mentioned and the value that they have?
The nice traditional practices is, example, the women is the has a great role in the food, because they are the one, the children relies to the mother, and any skills in weaving like this is the number one role of the women, and the women is the responsible to teach their children, to transfer their traditional knowledge to the children. Impact of the traditional and agriculture is, as of now, we harvested, the community have already harvested their traditional rice, traditional seeds, and share their seeds varieties to other communities who have no more seeds.
What problems do Indigenous women come up against, and in what way does having Indigenous women in positions of leadership help to address this?
There are many problems of Indigenous women in the Philippines. Number one is non-full recognition of the ancestral land. In fact, the ancestral domain for us is the source of life. Women, Indigenous women and Indigenous people and the children relies on the ancestral domain. We live through ancestral domain. Our life is from the land, food, health, the herbal medicine, and the traditional knowledge practices in maternal care. So that is one problem. Another problem is the intrusion of different, like mining coming into the land of the territories of the indigenous, and the displacement, because there is a conflict between the soldier, the military, and the New People's Army. So they will sometimes get evacuated, and in the evacuation center, they are not safe because it is in the public, and the women are taking care of their children. No food. If there is relief from the different agencies, government or non-government, it is not enough for them. Then they are vulnerable of illness and many others.
What challenges do Indigenous women face in achieving leadership positions?
The more challenges is, of course, number one is they should possess their territory, their land, rights to land, they have to political power to have a decision so that they will be empowered. They need complete information about their rights. They must be able to read and understand the document, because some of now there are many women cannot read, cannot write, and they don't know that what are the documents. Although there is a documents, but they cannot interpret. So that is very challenging. And we need to develop young ladies, young women,